Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
As Jalen walks in the room, we got to chop it up. How about them dogs, first and foremost?
We can just talk dogs if you want.
Let's just stay in that realm, Jalen.
Yeah.
Man, first of all, for you individually, I'm assuming it was tough to not go through camp the way you wanted to and start the season going through the injury stuff that you were dealing with. But, man, you look so far past that now. Talk about that journey for you here in your rookie season, because coming in, you know this, there have been high expectations for what we expected from you, the fan base, and everybody's like, man, Jalen's balling. What's this process been like for you?
Yeah, you know, just sticking to the grind, you know, making myself available to begin with, you know, the energy, the injury is no fun for anybody. But knowing myself, you know, I had to protect myself, you know, just the way person I am, you know, always on go, trying to be full speed all the time. Finally getting back to that 100% mark for me was a big deal. And of course, each week the progression of, you know, just staying on the grind, being in the book, staying on the field, you know, just getting better every single week.
Because guys were asking us and say, look, we can't lie. We had to get to see Jalen because the soft tissue injuries, to your point, take forever. And then, man, to see what you did, like the New England game, that's a big-time NFL play.
Strip sack!
Same thing, you know, and you do it in Berlin, too. So, I mean, feel like you're getting – I mean, Georgia fans know what you're capable of, but now you feel like you're 100%. You can do this stuff every week.
Yeah, you know, it's just the opportunity to just be out there is something I look forward to every single week.
How was that Berlin experience, man? Because I was in the stands.
Right.
It was goosebumps for me. What was it like being on the field?
It was surreal. And I took a couple moments, you know, before the game just to look around, because, you know, the history that would happen within the stadium, the history of football being played in Berlin, and just me being out there in general. You know, that was just an opportunity that people don't get.
Right.
Jalen, 4 sacks on the season, guys. We're talking to Jalen Walker here live at Flowery Branch as we get ready for the Saints. The injury to our quarterback, man, Michael Penix. I mean, what's the mood been like? What's the situation? Have you had a chance to talk to him?
Right. You know, I haven't seen Mike, but, you know, I know Mike is still rooting his own. You know, he was still our quarterback. He's still part of this team. And we're here as a team, as an organization, and standing behind him strong. You know, it's nobody likes to see anyone get injured. Especially our quarterback. So, you know, him dealing with that, you know, much prayers and blessings towards him and his family going through what he has to go through.
You know, one thing about guys like Jalen Walker, who basically, you know, from your high school career, you know, all the way through to Georgia, you don't lose a lot of games. How tough is this from a mental standpoint? Because you're not used to this. It's certainly not playing for Kirby Smart.
Right. You know, it's a week-to-week thing. You know, you just got to focus on the week. You know, you can't dwell on losses that you had before.
Cause it's very Kirby-ish.
You can't go back to them.
It's very Kirby-ish.
You can't go back to them. And, of course, you know, you got to look for the Saints. You know, honestly, somebody asked me I was just at home doing a charity event for my foundation, giving away Thanksgiving dinners. And they asked me, who are you playing next week? And I told them, I have no idea. Just because the Saints is the main topic for the week.
Yeah. As far as you and James Pierce, man, what's it been like? I mean, you are the two guys that a lot of people feel like are the foundation of the building blocks of this defense for years to come, hopefully. And you're both of you guys, you know, the development there and working together and your relationship. What's it like?
It's great. The progress of the relationship has built since the day we first seen each other coming off the plane, being able here to walk through Flowery Branch and, you know, just seeing him grow, seeing myself grow each week. We push each other to the maximum just to get better and take that extra step to, you know, get out on the field and have success.
Is he crazy?
He just like me.
No, I like it. I like it.
It's a dynamic duo. I mean, that plays at New England. I was just jumping up and down, losing my mind. That athleticism on display. And, I mean, you talk to what's the relationship with Ulbrich? I mean, release the hounds. Dial up some more of that for me, Coach. How does that work as far as the game plan?
Right. You know, it's just,
you beating your man. That's it.
It's one-on-one opportunities that we get. It comes through our scheme, you know, with the great scheme and game plan that we have in the beginning of the week and doing it all week long and executing it on Sunday. It's just like poetry in motion. Getting able to see that happen live is nice.
So as we talk about the defense and Jeff Ulbrich, learning this defense, how much different has it been for you coming from college, or has it been very similar with what you guys did at Georgia from, and not just a schematic standpoint, maybe even the language or the calls itself?
Language different.
Okay.
Scheme different.
Okay.
But and also for myself, position is different. You know, that's another thing that simplified everything down for me just to hone in on one position this year. It has been very nice for myself, and especially on my mental of me just being in my rookie season, you know, just getting along. It's been great, you know, just developing into that system and learning that scheme. You know, it's been a progress, but it's been a progress in the right direction.
You like that? Because you did play all over the place for Kirby, right? And then they came, you got here, and they said, I remember talking to coaches, and they said, look, he's going to play, he's going to do one thing. We want him to do it really well. You saying it made it easier for you, do you prefer that? Or do you prefer to be in the middle, on the end, and in coverage, and all the stuff that you did at Georgia?
Yeah, I said this before. I'm a ball player. So if you put me on the edge, I'll play that edge. If you put me in the middle and want me to play multiple positions, I'll do that as well. But, you know, having the defense we have now with our inside backers, Caden and Devine, those guys coming back up this week, Devine coming back up this week, and especially just, you know, me just being on the edge, it's just great. You know, it's just playing complimentary football because there's a lot of different keys and that the offense have to look at, and they can't slide to both sides. And that's always what I say. You can't slide to both sides, can't block everybody, can't come scot-free. So
right. One of the cool games this year, it seems like it's a century ago now, is up in Minnesota.
Right.
In that environment, which is just a bonanza. And you, man, those people got quiet. There was no Viking horn. How much fun was that? I mean, because that seemed like it was like the coming out party where you really were throwing J.J. You're basically throwing people around like rag dolls in that game.
Yeah, it was an awesome experience. You know, I got the M.O. during the week that the Vikings have a great fan base, great stadium environment, in which it was. Don't get me wrong. You know, seeing that in an NFL stadium is surreal.
But like, you know, college vibe.
Correct. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got to take care of business ourselves. So we just did what we did and, you know, had the opportunity to get that win. Right.
Jalen Walker, what's up?
I was going to say, you got some downtime. Did you get to watch the whole Texas game?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Why you got to say it like
that?
Yeah,
I did.
You see the way he shook his head? He's like, oh, as a matter of fact, I did get a chance to watch all of that.
I did.
Well, you guys crushed him in Austin, right?
Right.
I mean, you remember that well, because, I mean, that was one of the first times that Georgia's going to Austin, handled business.
Correct.
I thought this was impressive in a different way because this year's team, Jalen, and you know this, unlike the couple of years that you were there, obviously, the expectation coming into the year was like, what are they going to be? How good the defense is going to be? I said this today. I've said it the last few days. I think they're playing the best football right now in the SEC, man. I really do. I think they're peaking at the right time.
Right.
You know about that. How important is that to, like, what you are in September is certainly not what you are come 1st of December.
You're right. Yeah, it's a progress throughout the season. You know, the buzz before the season, we don't know about the Georgia defense. We don't know about that. Me personally, everybody asks me, what do you think? I don't think anything because I know the expectation in the building. One,
right.
I know the expectation in the players that we have. And mind you, I played with half the guys still there. So I still know the expectation that in the standard that they hold for themselves. So I felt no worry, no anxiousness going into the season because I knew that what comes on the plate, they'll take care of.
Right. And they are peaking at the right time, period.
Yeah. You want to talk about those Tuesday practices? What's that, what they call that down there?
Bloody Tuesday.
Is it really that bad, man?
It is.
Y'all get after it like that?
We make sure that Tuesday is harder than the game. So we come in on Tuesday with your mind right, you know, knowing that this will be much harder than you will face on Saturday.
The quote that we loved, well, maybe Carl not so much, but the fact that you're coming to Georgia and some guys just want to curb, some guys just want to check, you know, and you come to Georgia, you're going to hit. And that was basically a message to Texas and some of the other programs. But when you play there, I mean, there's just it's an ethos, a philosophy. You got it. And people, they just take it to the next level, as you are.
Yeah. I mean, like Coach Smart says, if you don't want to come to Georgia, if you don't like it you know, a tough coaching. It's not the place for you. And mind you, I lived that. I've lived that that lifestyle for those 3 years and seen the guys before me live that lifestyle. The thing is, I love about Coach Smart, he doesn't change. With this new space,
right,
going into the NIL realm and things like that, I know that that might change. But the way Coach Smart coaches and pushes that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Those people to that standard, it will never change.
Jalen, man, loving what you're doing, brother, and continue the great work.
So good to see you out there, man.
It is. It's good to see you back out there doing your thing. We've been waiting and anxiously waiting to get you back on the field, so we appreciate you. Good luck against New Orleans, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all.
All right, there he is, guys. Yes, Jalen Walker, go Dawgs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.